Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 22 with verses 30 through 33. After the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. And concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Jesus reminds us today what his father told Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. I am the God of your father. He continued, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. In the first five books of the Bible, also called the Pentateuch, which the Sadducees accepted as the norm for Jewish belief and practice, God speaks even now to all of us of himself as the God of patriarchs who died centuries ago. He identifies himself in relation to them, the living God, for they too are alive. This might appear no argument for the resurrection, but simply for life after death as conceived in Wisdom 3, verses 1 through 3, the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. But the general thought of early first century Judaism was not influenced by that conception, for it, human immortality, was connected with the existence of the body. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, of life everlasting, when we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He makes us clean and expects us to share how each and every soul can find redemption of their sins by confessing He as Lord. Jesus was there when He told Moses to take off his sandals, for He was on holy ground and continues to be here in your midst, helping you to find absolute peace by being the God of all. Our God is a God of the living and allows us to see life eternal by loving goodwill over hostility, tolerance over malice, community kindness over animosity, where love conquers all destructive desires of the heart, allowing hope and faith to connect grace as the generosity and the benevolence of God forever, instilling truth over terror, peace over pestilence. Amen. Join me in as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 22 with verses 30 through 33. Ongoing poem. It's two stanzas. It's titled, No Marriage in Heaven After Resurrection. No marriage in heaven after resurrection. Angelic like we all have won. Raising of the dead concerning. You've read not what God says you've become. Abraham's God am I. Isaac's God too. Jacob's God too, you can't deny. God of the living, not dead, do. Teaching his astonished the entire crew. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's June 2nd, 2023. I'm recording this morning up with the angels at 4:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Excuse me. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to close today, and as we say, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. Thanking of our good friends, John. We talk to him every day through our broadcast as we pray with him in unison each morning between 6 and 8 o'clock. May he continue to be lifted by the Lord and his beautiful wife, Marie. We also mentioned today our support comes from God First Ministries Incorporated. It is a 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. We close in the name of Jesus as we do each day, calling on him as our Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the only way to go to heaven and have your sins forgiven now. Amen. God bless you.